In the Maimer of Achaydish Azel Lachem, Tavshin Tezvav, Seif Gimel. The Rebbe brought here in the beginning of the Maimer the Medrash that says regarding the creation of the moon. Also Yereach, it says in Tillim, the Eibishter creates the moon for the purpose of Yidden being able to establish the times for Yom Tov. So even though the moon in itself could be something which is negative for Yidden, that's what it says. But over here, because the moon is being used to establish the times of the Yom Tov, so therefore Einer Ala. It's not bad for Yidden. It's something which is good. So now this expression of the Medrash, Rebbe will explain. What does it mean that the way the moon is created on its own, it would be something that's negative, and because it's connected to Yom Tov, therefore it's something which is good. What does it mean? What's the goodness that the Medrash is talking about there? So to explain this, in Seif Gimel, the Rebbe starts with what we say every day in davening, HaMechadesh B'Tuvoy. So over here as well, it speaks about the Toiv of the Eivishter, HaMechadesh B'Tuvoy. The Eivishter creates from new the world every single day. So what's this Toiv that we say here every day? Okay, let's continue inside. Havin kol zeh, to understand what the Medrash says here, Tzarech lahaktim t'chilo mashakosov, let's first understand what we say every day in Birchas Kriyishma, HaMachadesh B'Tuvoy B'chol Yoim Tomid Maisa Bereshis. Every single day, the Eibishter creates again from new with his goodness, B'Tuvoy. That's what the Rebbe is going to focus on here. With his goodness, every day the Eibishter creates Maisa Bereshis. So what's the meaning of this Nusach? Pirish B'Avud Raham. Avud Raham says, the B'Tuvoy, when it says there, that the Eibishter creates the world again every single day, from his goodness, koi ala erketov. What it's referring to is the fact that there's the creation that comes from the light, from oir, that the Eivishter created on the first day of creation. And every day, that light, that level of oir, kitov, from there comes a new hamshacha, a new ashpa of the Eivishter creating the world every single day. Tzarech lahavin, the question is, what does this mean that creation is connected to this oir kitov of the first day of creation? When it says that the Eibishter saw that the light that he created was kitoiv, this is the light that was created in the first day of creation. What happened to this light? So the Gemara says about this light, the light was too intense. The godly revelation that there is in this light was something that the world cannot contain or handle. So the Eibishter concealed it. The Eibishter concealed it for Lasad Lavi, for Tzadikim. Or even Bizman Hazeh, for Tzadikim that are able to see and use this light, but it's not shaykh to the Metzius of the world. Ubamakim Acheris, another place in the Medr, in the Zohar it says, Shagonzi B'Teire. The Eibishter concealed the light of the first day of creation in Teire. And those that have holy eyes, and when they learn Teire, they're able to see this light in Teire. You say to Mizeh, even furthermore, it says, Kedisa B'Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi says about this light, She'evdilei la'atzmai, that the Eibishter separated this light from the world for himself. It's not shaykh, not to tzadikim, not even in Teire either, but it's even higher than that, la'atzmai. What is the meaning of the words la'atzmai? Hainu she'eina oir hameir elazulas. It's a different kind of light. It's not a light that shines out where the light is related to an outsider, besides the source itself. The level of light that shines on the first day of creation is a level of light that has no connection at all. It's completely removed from the geder, from any kind of level of connection to any zulas, to anything other than what the light is. It says many times in Chassidus that in light there are two different aspects to the musik, to the term light, oir. On one hand, the idea of oir is to shine out, that it's a revelation, it's shining out of the source. On the other hand, the whole idea of light is that it's a reflection of the source. It's here to represent the source. It's the source which is open. It has nothing for itself. So over here, we're talking about this aspect of the Eir that is just revealing who the Eibishter is for himself, not in relation to anything other than what he is and what he wants. That's the concept of Evdilei La'atzmai. So this is a level of light that has no relation to a metzius of existence that's outside of the Eibishter himself. That's the earth that was created by Yom Rishon. In Cain, the question is, Eich Efsher, how is it possible to say, Sheba'er Zeh, Mechadesh is Maisa Bereshis? that every day the Eibishter renews creation through this level of the Erki Toiv that it created in the first day of creation. This is the Shaila based on the Abu Draham's Pshat.
The Bria's Eilam is higher than Erki.
Bria's Eilam is?
It's a Kayach higher than the Kayach of
Erki. Not according to what it says here. According to what
it's
over here, it's saying a different inyan. Bria's Eilam comes about through different levels of Tzimtzumim, Ahelam, Behester, whatever it is, all kinds of different levels, in order to create the Metzius of a world that feels itself independent, so on, through Sirius Amalchus, through Kalim, through Tzimtzumim. Here we're talking about Oyer Kitoiv. Oyer Kitoiv is not Stam, a revelation of light, but it's a revelation that's a reflection of the source. Nothing, it doesn't tolerate, it doesn't know, it doesn't get Bechlal of anything other than the Eibishter. That's the concept of the Oyer that was created by Yom Rishon. So the Abu Draham says, when we say B'tuvay, Mechadish, B'chol Yom Tom, and Mai Severeshis, it means that every day, that level of Oyer, which is La'atzmai, is the source of this new source of creation every single day. What does this mean? It's two separate inyanim. Oyer Ki Toiv is removed from the world. How is this the source of the Eibishter creating the world again, Ma'aseh Bereishis, every day? Oy, Tzarech Lahavin. Another question here is, Eize Chiddush Yesh B'Ma'aseh Bereishis? What Chiddush, what's novel? What new do we see every day in creation? Hare Eilam Kiminhag Yanayg. The world continues to move and go and function as it is yesterday, today. Hayayim Kamay Yasmel, today like yesterday. Umacha Kamay Hayayim. And tomorrow, the world exists in the same exact way, the way it is today. L'loy chiddush klal, seemingly without anything new, without anything different. What does it mean when we say, I'm a chadish, betuvoy, b'chol yom tov ad ma'aseh bereishis? That every day, there's a level of toiv, the Eibishter's goodness that comes from this oyer, and here there's something new constantly in creation. Where? How does it express itself? What is this newness that there is in creation? The pshat of the way the Rebbe focuses and explaining this inyan of Mechadish Betuvai and this Maimer is not the way it usually speaks about this inyan of the fact that the Eibishter has to create the world every day or really every single moment, according to what the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya. The Alter Rebbe in Tanya talks about the fact that Bechlal, the Eibishter creates the world every single moment because the world mitzad atzmai has no mitzis. It can't exist Bechlal. The Eibishter has to create the world every single moment. That's the word that the Baal Shem Tov said, that lo'ilam avay dvorach nitzav b'shamayim, every single moment, the Eibishter has to create the world again from new. K'moy k'idim sheish yisimei b'reishis mamish. That's the Lashon of the Alter Rebbe in Tanya. But that's not, the Rebbe is not focusing over here b'chlal on that pshat and that inyan, because here, based on the pshat of the Avud Raham, he says b'tuvay. We're not talking about the fact that the world has no independence and the world is constantly dependent on the Eibishter recreating it. And mitzad atzmai, it's not toifes mokim, it's not here, it's not real. The velt, the mitzias of the velt is not real. That's also, of course, that's a different aspect of this nekuda. But the velt is not a yesh because it's all dependent every second on the Eibishter. Here, though, there's another level to this. There's a inyan of toiv. There's the toiv of the Eibishter, the goodness of the Eibishter, the Oyer Ki Toiv, which is drawn into the world every single day. That's the idea that I was focusing on over here. What is this Oyer Ki Toiv that comes in the world every day? And where do we? What does it express itself in? What is this inyan? Achayin, you know. So the pshat in this is the Issa b'Zoya, Parsha Samayedis. Zoyar and the Parsha where it speaks about the Yom Toivim. The first of all the Yomim Tovim is Pesach. It's the tradition of the Regalim, and therefore Parshas HaChodesh, which is the Parsha that's preparing. The main reason why you read Parshas HaChodesh is not only to speak about the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, which is Negeya, Chlal, to set the Yomim Tovim. It's one inyan that Rebbe brought before from the Medrash, that the onion of Kiddush HaChodesh is for the Yomim Tovim. Besides that, you read Parshas HaChodesh for the Korban Pesach. For Pesach specifically, so it says in Zoya, Rabbi Yitzchak Pesach vayikra lekim leoyer yom vegeimer. Rabbi Yitzchak, when he began darshening Parshas Hamoedos, he began with what it says vayikra lekim leoyer yom, speaking about the oyer that was created in the first day of creation. V'inyan ze, umagdamas inyan ze leParshas Hamoedim, from the fact that this Rabbi Yitzchak, that's how he opened to darshen the Parsha of the Yomim Tovim. He began with speaking about the creation of light on the first day, mashma shebemayadim me'agilei arzeh. that on Yomim Tovim, the Oir Ki Tov of the first day of creation, there's a revelation of this light on Yom Tov. So even though on one hand it says, in the Zohar it says, that the Eibusha hid this light in Torah, in the Yerushalmi it says, Hivdilo Ela Atzmai, in the Gemara it says, Gonzel et Tzadikim, but from the Zohar it's mashma that there's a revelation, some level of revelation of the Oir that was created on the first day of creation, when? On Yom Tov. Then furthermore, Le'el Minei Yisi B'Zayar, earlier on there the Zohar says, Delei Monale Oir Zeh B'chol Yoyme, that the Eibusha does not hold back this oir, this light of Yom Rishon, from shining every single day. So here the Zohar says that there is a revelation of this oir every single day in the world. Upirish Ramaz, so the Ramaz there on Zohar explains, Shezehu, she'anu oimrim, this is what it means when we say every day, uvetuvay mechadesh b'chol yom tamed ma'ase bereshis, that this is the toiv, the goodness of the Eibusha that this every day creates from new ma'ase bereshis. This is like the Pshat that Avudraham says, the Betuva Koi ala Ur Shenivra B'yemerishe. Betuva refers to the Ur that was created on the first day of creation. So it's interesting. You see over here, Avudraham was one of the Rishonim. But I don't think you have anything from Kabbalah in Avudraham. But the Pshat that Avudraham says fits with what it says in Kabbalah, with what it says in Zohar, that Be'iker, the light of Yemerishein, shines in the world when on a Yom Tov. But there's also from this light that shines every single day. And how does that work? V'hainu, so the Rebbe says, Shal yidei amayadim, through the Yomim Tovim, shebehem meir, is that on Yomim Tovim, that's when this light shines, meir me'en ha'orezu gam b'chol ha'yomim. There's somewhat of a ray of the light of Yom Rishon that shines every single day. And therefore we say, ha'mechadesh betuvoi b'chol yom tamen ma'aseh bereishis. This is the koyach that Eibusha gives to take and to draw from the light of Yom Tov into every single day of the year. Okay, that's an akud over here based on what it says in Zohar, Medrash. Now, to explain exactly what is the mila of this Oir Ki Tov and how does that change the world the way it exists otherwise, what's the special hashpah that comes from the Yom Tov into every single day of the year? And also, Rebbe will get back also to explain the Tov that it says in the Medrash, B'nigeya Tekidish HaChidish. The Medrash says the fact that you didn't count to the established Yom Tov through the moon, even though simply it would be a dovara, that's what the Medrash says. The moon is memayit, there's a dovara in the moon, but nevertheless, because they use it to be misak and the mayadis, it's good, it's toiv. What is this toiv? What's the level of Oir Ki Tov? So yeah, there's a big arichas here in the Maimer, explained in, you know, Yishma'ayin, Ilova Olol, many different inyanim related to this, and then finally, all the way towards the end of the Maimer, Siv Zayin, the Rebbe comes back to explain this inyan. Okay, so here we begin a whole long Hemshech of Inyan. This is based on a mimer of the Rebbe Rashab from Tofresh Ayin Ches. Let's see. Obir Inyan, so to explain this, Hine Bechlolus Habriye Yeshseder Ishtalshalos Ulamailam Ishtalshalos. Regarding creation, that's what we refer to as Seder Ishtalshalos. The concept of Ishtalshalos is just like when you have a chain where there's one ring that goes into the other. So there are many different levels. But nevertheless, concept of Ishtalshalos is that all these levels that exist in this system of godly revelation, they're related to one another. And then there's Lamailam Ishtalshalos, a level where you have a Hamshacha that comes from a place where it's totally Bein Arich. It's completely such a level of distance, such an infinite distance, that it's a complete different reality from what our world is. That's Lamailam Ishtalshalos. Shehu Inyan, this is the two terminologies that are used in Chassidus. Ilova Olol, when you have a Ilova Olol, which simply means a cause and effect, when you have one level that is caused and comes from, you can see its relation that it has to the source, where it comes from. And then the Yesh Mayin. The concept of Yesh Mayin means when there's a Yesh that's so distant from the source that when the Yesh looks at the source, it says it's Ayin. That's Bechlal, that you can't trace back. You don't see any relation that the Yesh has to the Ayin. Those are the two concepts that Chassidus speaks about. Okay, so here the Rebbe will be Meirich and explain what's the difference between them. In Pashtus, it would seem like that Ilov Olol is when you have two levels, just like simply in a chain, the Gashmis. When you have Ilov Olol, the one chain, one ring of the chain is literally going into, it's not only connected, but it actually goes into the other ring that there is in the chain. And the same thing also Beruchnius, it would seem that the idea of Ilu V'Olol is when you have two levels where one causes the other and one brings about the other, where they're mamish related to one another. There's a kiruv, there's a closeness between one level and the next, where one just leads into the next. It's an evolvement. It evolves from one level to the next. That's the concept of Ilu V'Olol. So the Rebbe here will explain that in order to appreciate the distance that there is in Yesh Ma'ayin, we first need to understand that even in the term of Ilava Alol, it's not mamish something which is a directly evolving from the source where there's a kiruv between one level and the next. Even in Ilava Alol, there's a big distance from the Ila to the Alol, but there's some relation between them, and therefore we refer to it as Ilava Alol. That's the Ikar Arichas here in this paragraph. Let's see. Vihine, gam bi Ilava Alol. Hare rachok, that is, erech ha'alol me'a'ila. Even here in this term of ilah v'alol, there's a very big distance between the alol, that the way it comes out from the source, from the ilah. Sharei ma shenimshach me'a'ila el alol. What level is there that comes from the source, from the ilah, into the alol? Hurak ha'arech etzaynis bovad. It's a ray. It's just a small ray of what there is in the source, and an external ray, just a small external level of an aspect of what the source has that's being shared, that's being communicated into the next level. Okidua cloud. So it's known, the cloud that it says, and this is, comes from Eitz Chaim, Kesvei Arizal, shechitzainiyis shebe'elyayin nasepnimiyis alatachten. It's only the chitzainiyis, the external level of what's above, that's what becomes the source for the pnimius, the inner and the higher level of the lower level. So there is a hashpa, there is a relation between the elyon and the tachten, but the elyon is much higher. Even in ilah v'alol, there's an elyon, there's a source that's much more, much has much greater godly revelation than there's a tachten, and the relation between them is so far that the tachten only has the ability to take from the chitzenius of the elyon. And that chitzainius in the world, in the reality of the alien, is considered to be chitzainius for the tachtain. That's pnimius. That's the pnimius of the existence of the tachtain. Not only that, ubeprotius, more specifically, hareza chelek asiri bilvad. Even in ilah v'alol, what the recipient, what the tachtain is receiving from the alien, he's receiving just 10%, a tenth of what the alien has. Maybe percent is not exactly a tenth. Mm-hmm. It's not mamish. As the Rebbe will explain over here, how do we come up with this number of 10%? What's that? Why a tenth? We're talking over here in a ruchni ziga level. It's not speaking about literally in kamos and numbers, but it's on a ruchni ziga level. There's just a tenth of what the alien really is. It gets diluted, and there's a tzimtzum further and further and further. And only from this is there a hashpa to the tachten. Okay, the example for this would be Bashpas Asechel, to give over an idea. Shema Shanimshech Ma Mashpia La Makabel, when you have the Mashpia, the source, the person that has the idea, a Rav, that's teaching something, and he's on a much higher level, he sees things and understands things on a whole different level, and he's teaching a student, the Makabel, a recipient, Hurak Chelik Asiri Bilvad. What the student is receiving from the teacher is just a tenth. Even though there has to be some connection between the teacher and the student. If the student is sitting in the classroom, there's absolutely no connection between who the teacher is and what the teacher is teaching. The student can't sit in that classroom at all. But nevertheless, here we're talking about the Rav that's on a completely higher level, and what's being given over to the Talmud is just a tenth of what's there in the world and in the understanding of the Rav. Sharei gam b'seichel zeh gufesh hu mashpia la makabel. This seichel, this idea that this teacher is teaching to the student, yesh shtal shalos kol madreges. You have many different levels until the Rav is able to take the idea that's going on, the truth that he sees in his world, the way he understands things, in order for him to be able to communicate it to a student, which is in a completely different world, which doesn't see that kind of a truth. There's a very big process. There's a lot of different steps in order for the Rav to be able to come down to the level of the student. And here the Rebbe shows how it goes down from level to level, and therefore, ultimately, when it comes to the level of the student, it's just a tenth. It's just a small difference, a small chelik of what's really there in the world of the Rav. What's the first step? It begins with a nekuda. This is the chachmah. The level of chachmah begins with a certain point that the teacher wants to give over. That's the chachmah. V'achakach tzorach lefaret ba'atzmai es nekudas asecha lepratim. But that nekuda, as it is, it's not developed. You can't explain that nekuda to the student. He's not going to know what you want b'chlal. It's a nekuda which could be, the nekuda itself contains within it the exact point and the truth, k'may shehu, but if you don't dissect it and you don't develop it, and there's no explanation here, so the student doesn't get what this nekuda is. So then comes bina. You have to divide it and you have to explain it into the details. A good teacher knows how to explain things with prati pratis and with hesberim. That's the second level. Well, now when you go down, one second, when you go down to the level of bina, it doesn't have anymore that purity, that there isn't the nekuda. The nekuda contains within it the MS without any hesberim, without any pratim. It's the nekuda k'may shehu. So over there, the intensity of the truth, the way the Rav sees it, is very powerful. The Rav for himself, he has that nekuda, he doesn't need any hesberim. The fact now that he has to teach it to a student, so over here he has to bring it down and explain it and the details, it's down. It's already down one level. Then, v'achakach, after that, there's another level that has to come down to. K'dei sheyuchal liyis hashpa, in order that he should have the ability to connect, to communicate, to give over this idea to the student, tzarech liyis b'zeh hergish hamidis. There also has to be a connection that he has to the student on an emotional level. It has to be, he has to relate to the world of the student. The point of here was talking about a Rav and a Talmud that see things from a completely different world, a whole different reality, a whole different perspective. So it's not enough, even if the Rav has an idea and it's clear with all the details, it's developed, but he doesn't relate b'chlal to the world of the student, which is what Midas is. Midas relates more to the Mitzias. The whole idea of emotions is, what do I feel about this? So if the Rav is in his own world, and the student is in his own world, even if on an intellectual level you have an idea you want to share, but you don't relate to the world of the Talmud, the way the Talmud says, what do I feel about this? So then there's no room, b'chlal, for any connection. Still no connection between the Rav and the Talmud. Im hergisht hashpa beribui, and this hashpa that the Rav is giving over to the student, so this could be whether the way the hashpa comes down to the Talmud in an abundant manner, chesed, oy hergisht tzimtzum v'agbalas, sar hashpa, or when you have to be mitzamtzem dashpa, which demands gvura, or which gvura demands, oy hergish akol mishneyem, or when you sense, when you feel, and you see the world of the Talmud, and you see that it's necessary to have both. Shurinina teferes shehu shiyu beizakavim the chesed the gvura b'mezige v'arkoven achayna, in order to have the right balance of chesed and gvura. Point is that you have to feel. A teacher has to have a sense. He has to have a sense to feel what's going on in the world and the life of the students, to know exactly when he can shower them with more information, when less, when to hold back, when to give, and so on. So these are all different aspects of figuring out how to bring the truth of the idea that he has in his world and to bring it down to the level of the student. Only if he has this kind of sense is he able to give it over to the recipient, which is in a different world. So it goes down from Chachme to Bina, then Chesed, Gvura to Feres. And so too the Rebbe is going to explain here. It goes down to all the levels of Ishtalshalos, all the levels of the Sfiris. By the time the Rav is ready to share with the student, it's a small Ha'ara. It's a tenth. It's a small aspect of the real truth, the way it is in the mind of the Rav. So this is the mashal for this idea that even within Seder Ishtalshalos, it's like a called Ishtalshalos, but it doesn't mean that one level evolves from the other just simply and directly and naturally. No, there's a big process in any level. To go from one level to the next, there's a big process of how you go through that change.